News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Yesterday on the show, we brought you the results of a News Talk Breakfast survey on women's safety when walking alone after dark. Over 2,700 women got in touch with us. Nearly 9 out of 10 of those felt uncomfortable walking alone after dark. 13% said they'd been attacked. 60% said they'd been verbally harassed. So what can be done to make women feel safer on the streets? We are joined by former Garda Assistant Commissioner Pat Leahy and Dr. Evelyn Mann, Trinity sociologist. Patley, to you first. What do you think we can do to help make women feel safer on the streets?
Morning, Shane. I think if you expanded that, you'd probably find that it's not only women that have that feeling, Shane. Look, this is about order maintenance and it's not about crime figures. And it follows an old story that goes back to the early 80s where a pair called Wilson and Kelling introduced the broken windows theory. I mean, this is just for a couple of minutes that we have. It really is about making sure that order is maintained in local areas and you address the fear-creating behaviours of people, which is the order maintenance piece, as opposed to focusing on crime. And that lifts the feeling of safety within an area, but it's absolutely determined by having boots on the ground, guards out there, high visibility, proactive, community-oriented policing, and nothing else really will have the effect, the desired effect, for creating some feeling of safety within local areas. Some of the things that get in the way of it.
Yeah,
sorry, Shane.
No, go on.
Some of the things that get in the way of it are specialisation has had a huge effect on it, you know, and that cannibalises community policing and policing on the foot patrols, etc. Rostering is really important. At the moment in the Gars, they're all on 12-hour tours, which is a flat distribution of resources as opposed to supply versus demand. Overtime is cheap policing, but it's always cut. It's the first thing that goes. And recruitment, which sometimes comes up in this argument, has a huge long lead-in time, so it isn't really effective in addressing these issues.
Okay, can I bring Evelyn, Dr. Evelyn Mahan in? Evelyn, what's your take on this and what can be done and what should be done?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting that while 86% of your respondents were fearful of being attacked or, you know, walking home, only 13% of them had actually been attacked. And I think that's because women pursue avoidance strategies very extensively when they're out. They're conscious and fearful of being attacked. And with women, it is more prevalent because I suppose the real fear of women often is being sexually assaulted. So that has underlined women's lives from day one and where they're told to be careful going out. I think there are areas really that are very prone to antisocial behaviour. And I think there is a lot that urban spaces and urban planners can do first to make certain areas safer and very protected areas, like, for instance, bus stops, loose lines. I mean, there could be far more CCTV cameras to protect people. They're used very extensively in private organisations. And that's to kind of keep an eye and that people feel safer if an incident happens. A lot of places that people avoid are places that are, if there's nobody around, I mean, say the bottom of office blocks at night, there's nobody around there. If there are people not living in the area, they're very scary places for people. So again, I think it would be a very good idea, I think, for the police to register. A lot of this behaviour is called antisocial behaviour. It's not really taken terribly seriously.
Yeah.
People hanging around. And I think it's about time that people mapped out areas. Locals know where is safe, where is not safe, and they kind of become streetwise, really. So I think there's a lot more. I think we need a lot more on it. I think we need to find areas that are dangerous. We know some of them in Dublin, for instance, the boardwalk, and we also find when streets are cleaned up, as it were. Say O'Connell Street, very extensive cleaning up was done a few years ago, as they called it, in O'Connell Street. But what has happened is all the people used to congregate in O'Connell Street are now congregating on streets off O'Connell Street. So it's a displacement.
Okay.
So I think it's a big issue. And I think it is for men and women, but I think it's something that really has to be tackled at a civic level, and particularly like antisocial areas. I mean, people won't want to rent in them. People won't want to live in them. And we need a mapping. I think we need far more mapping of these areas.
Okay.
In the city.
All right. Evelyn, thank you indeed for that. Just, Pat, before I let you go, a lot of people texting in saying, what's the point of a police force that has retreated to their station houses? How do we get more guards on the street?
Well, look, there's several ways of doing it, Shane. Look, the most expedient way is overtime. Get them out. I can assure you that the guards don't want to be sitting inside in stations. And as I say, look, the fastest way of getting them out is by paying overtime. And that is actually cheap policing. But rostering is another way. I mean, the rostering at the moment, as I say, is a flat distribution of resources, which really is ineffective when you feel that, like, you know, the areas between, say, 10 o'clock at night and 2 o'clock in the morning is when people are feeling most unsafe. So that's when you want resources out. So you have to meet demand with supply. So there's a couple of things that could change quite quickly, but it boils down to end of the day, communities want to see their guards out and about, on foot, engaging with them, understanding the problems that are there, addressing the problems that are there, not managing crime statistics, but managing the feeling of fear within the community.
Okay, we will leave it there. Former Garda Assistant Commissioner Pat Leahy and Dr. Evelyn Mann, Trinity Sociologist, thank you both for talking to News Talk Breakfast.